in our gospel, we have many, many parables today, and it's helpful to look at them from different points of view, from different perspectives. And so looking from a broader view at the first parable with the weeds and the wheat, it's really talking about eschatology, which is a big fancy word for the four last things: judgment, heaven, hell, and purgatory. So that's essentially what it's about. And a helpful way to look at it is to look at it as like an orchard. Like you're cultivating apples and you are wanting to grow some Honeycrisps, some Granny Smiths, some Golden Delicious. Like, you know what they should taste like, you know what they should look like, you know what the end result should be for these fruits. And so you're cultivating them, and some of them are exactly what you're looking for. They're the ideal fruit, they're perfect in how they are. And so that's kind of like heaven, like those that are ready to go to heaven. They go into the barn and are ready. And then there are apples that aren't quite ready yet, ones that maybe need to, should stay a little longer, need to ripen more. And so you need to gas them or give them a little care, or maybe they have some blemishes that need taken care of. And that's basically what purgatory is like. We're not yet ready and perfect for heaven to meet God face to face. And so we're formed, and those blemishes and things are purified and wiped away. But then these apples sometimes you get that are just rotten and totally good for nothing. You just throw out behind the barn. That's essentially what hell is for those who have chosen to not, for those who have just become so corrupt by sin. And the question really becomes then, why hell? Like, if God is all good, why would he send us to hell? And the fact is, we're made in God's image. And whenever we act contrary to that, we're turning away from God. We're basically choosing with our free will. We're not choosing love. Like, we are supposed to be images of God's love in the world. We're supposed to actually manifest him, his very person in the world, through how we live and how we love others. And failing to do that, choosing to turn in on ourselves to be selfish, we're acting contrary to who we actually are, contrary to God's very image. And so that's, yeah, we're meant for so much more than that. And so the ideal, what God is inviting us to, is an eternity forever with him and sharing his blessed life. That's the goal. That's what heaven is all about. And it's also helpful to look at this parable from a more personal view of how it affects us with the weeds and the wheat. And so you can look at the field kind of as your heart or your soul. And the bad seed that is used in this parable is called cockle. And it's this plant that looks just like wheat. And you don't know it's not wheat until it starts to bear fruit. It looks almost exactly the same until then. And as a matter of fact, it's actually poisonous to humans. And so it was actually really important in that day to figure out what's wheat and what's not. Because you could die if you had too much of it. And that's sin, right? The enemy goes through and sows these seeds of poison to us. That's what sin is. It's poison. He gives us these half-truths and these lies, and sometimes we're not even aware of them. They seem almost kind of true, but they're not quite right. And you see this so much in our media today, and like these TV shows and just in the world, and you see the effects of it. One example is a show called How I Met Your Mother. It's similar to Friends, and that there's a group of friends, and they're all, it's just a sitcom about their relationships, and essentially it glorifies and just tries to normalize the sins of lust, licentiousness, betrayal, lying, and gossip. And it's terrible. Like, on the surface, it's funny. It really is. There are many funny moments. But then there are these seeds that are sown throughout it of, oh, it's okay to just sleep with your friends or to lie and betray those you love, and like, all will be forgiven, it'll all be fine. But that's not true at all. Like, that's not how this works. It takes work. and selfless love and friendship. And you have so many shows like this all over, everywhere, on TV, through Netflix and Disney Plus. There was even a kid's show I was made aware of called The Owl House, and it just tries to normalize LGBT relationships and saying that, yeah, it's all good. And it's not, because we're made for so much more. God has so much more in store for us, and anything less than that is not good enough. And we need to realize whose image we're made in. And the reason the enemy does this and sows these half-truths is he's trying to actually create us, trying to transform us into his likeness, the image of a rebel. Because he rebelled from God, and he wants to take everyone he can down with him. That's his goal. And that's why it's so important to remain vigilant and to look at what the truth is. Are these things that we're watching and doing whispering lies to us? Or are they actually rooted in the truth? Are they showing what virtue is and what we should be striving towards? Are they calling us to conversion? Are they calling us back to God? Back to our source, back to the source of all goodness and whose image we're made of, made from. And God wants to transform us into his likeness. He wants us to share in his life, in his blessed life forever in heaven. That's the goal. That's why it's so important to remain vigilant and to remember who we are and to be careful and watch what we're consuming. And so I want to invite everyone here to really think about, what do I watch that could poison my soul? What do I watch that could poison my soul? And also, am I living in such a way as to actually let God's word grow within me? Am I living in such a way as to actually let God's word grow in me? It's so important to root out the vices, to strive to be like God, to become a saint. Because as a very, very good man once said, the only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy is not to become a saint.